Counting the cost. The Gazette is looking at how residents are dealing with the rising costs of living in St. Albert. If you have a question on why life is so expensive, email kma@greatwest.ca so it can be answered in a future story. There's an affordable housing solution in St. Albert, and it has been on McKenney Avenue for almost 40 years. Liberton Terrace is an easy-to-miss block of homes at 53 McKenney Avenue. Whereas most Edmonton residents have seen double-digit jumps in their rents in recent years, 17% last year, according to rentals.ca, Liberton Terrace residents have lived with 1 or 2% hikes for years, said resident Chantel Keybeach. Recent years have seen rate hikes of up to 4% to fund energy-saving renovations. One of our new members said that it feels like we're living in million-dollar homes now. Keybeach said. The co-op model. Keybeach is president of the Liberton Terrace Housing Cooperative, which was established in 1986. The co-op is an example of non-market housing. Non-market housing is housing meant for low and moderate income groups not traditionally served by the private market. It's often subsidized, and is typically operated by a government or nonprofit. A co-op is a member-owned, democratically operated organization that creates a business to give back to its community. Co-ops can be used for many purposes, including housing, and can, as is the case with Liberton Terrace, operate as nonprofits. There are 129 housing co-ops representing 6,739 units in the Prairies, reports the Cooperative Housing Federation of Canada. St. Albert has about 93 of those units split between the Liberton Terrace and Heritage Hills co-ops, the Northern Alberta Cooperative Housing Association, NACHA, reports. Housing co-op members collectively own their properties and elect a board of directors to manage them, said NACHA Executive Director Ayanna Innes. Many co-ops get government funding to support low-income families. Co-ops put a heavy emphasis on community involvement, said Keybeach and Innes. Liberton Terrace members hold regular potlucks, block parties, and cleanups, run a community garden, and encourage members to share their skills in teaching events. If you're looking for a place where you can move in, close the blinds and just stay in the house, a co-op is not for you, Innes said. Keybeach said co-ops tend to attract a diverse range of ages and ethnicities. Many families live in them for multiple generations. Living in a co-op just becomes part of your life. It's your home, and you have one big family. Cheaper? Nonprofit co-op homes are often cheaper than regular ones. A July 2022 study commissioned by the Co-op Housing Federation of Canada found co-op housing charges, rents, for apartments were about 25% below market rates in 2006, rising to 33% below by 2021. Nonprofit homes beat regular ones on affordability because they don't have landlords looking to extract profit from them, said Margaret Cohn, a political science professor at the University of Toronto who studies nonprofit housing. Most Canadian co-op homes have also paid off their mortgages by now, as they were built back in the 1970s to 1990s when the federal government invested heavily in them, making them even more affordable. Nonprofit housing co-ops also offer more predictable rent increases than market homes, as members approve of any rate hikes in a vote and only raise rates to cover costs, Innes said. If you can get it. If you're looking to join a housing co-op in Northern Alberta, good luck. There were 10 units available in NACHA's service area as of April 8, three of which were in St. Albert. Keybeach said there's typically an 8-month wait to get into Liberton Terrace. Unfortunately, there have been very few new co-ops made in the last 30 years, Keybeach said, in most part because government funding for new co-ops basically stopped in the 1990s. Housing co-ops are run by volunteers who don't have the money or expertise needed to build loads of homes, Cohn said. While municipalities could help by creating land trusts for co-op housing, co-ops will need major financial support, likely from the federal government, to grow. Innes said the federal government's 2022 commitment to put $1.5 billion toward housing co-ops should help, as soon as the money actually starts flowing. Cohn said the $1.5 billion Canada Rental Protection Fund announced earlier this month, which is part of the April 16 federal budget, could also help nonprofits buy rental units and keep them affordable. Cohn, Keybeach, and Innes said nonprofit co-op housing could absolutely help solve Canada's affordable housing crisis. "There are projects that are ready to go," Innes said. "We just need the money."